Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Dalton. Hey, James. How are you guys doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too bad. It's Friday. Are you working the weekend?
No.
Okay, good. Good. So my name is Gail, by the way, and it sounds like you guys were chatting with Scott about the first page listing layout available on Google today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I'll walk you through how everything works, and for any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you guys and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Sounds good.
All right. Now, Scott made a note that said you guys wanted to be overloaded with work. He must have been kidding.
No, we've got people to bring in. We just need to keep expanding on the work. We would much rather be overloaded on work than...
Oh, awesome. Okay. Okay, fantastic. All right. And he says you guys are about a year into business?
Yeah.
Okay, and then so I was looking at online presence. Scott already noted you don't have a website. I've got a message in to see if we can do anything about that for you. You've got a Facebook page up already. Nice job.
Yeah.
And nice work. I'm scrolling through it right now. You guys do really good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, in fact, while I'm here, I'll give you a like. Might as well give you a little boost anyway.
Appreciate it.
You bet. For whatever good that one like does, I don't know. And then I ran across a link. It was to one of the lead services. Oh, it's like an Angie or a Home Advisor, I think. Are you guys on that platform, too?
We were, but
I said no.
Yeah, so we backed away from them.
They only work on it. They like
it.
Yeah, they
what?
They kept trying to get us to do like small scale work in random places. But and then constantly, I think we were averaging about 20 calls a week. They were just blowing our phone up asking if we were willing to take this job or. How come we hadn't picked up one they sent us? It's like, a $50 job really wasn't, we didn't really like their idea of what work was.
Yeah, we weren't
going to help. We do industrial work. They kept trying to give us, like, wrought iron handrails and fencing and stuff like that.
Oh, good grief. Okay. Wow. And then you still had to pay for all those leads, too.
Do what?
You still had to pay for all the leads, even the ones that didn't apply. Oh, wow.
We gave them $100 to start, and then that's all they sent. It was just like, you guys made $100. Nothing ever hit. Oh. No one ever wanted to reply about work, so.
Wow. Okay. Well, I definitely can't blame you for not being on that service anymore. That's not a very good deal for your business, of course. I mean, well, and then, too, aren't those leads also sold to competitors at the same time?
Yeah. You're giving the same leads everyone else is.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, knowing that, too, then, you guys are going to love the first page of Google. So, actually, the first thing that we'll do is I'll close down the category of welding. And now, you guys are listed as welding and construction. Are you a GC? I mean, do you do, like, remodels and things beyond welding, or you just stick with construction within the welding?
We do, like, millwright work, iron work, welding. So, like, that'll be structural welding, pipe welding, sanitary tubing. We replace, like, gearboxing, chains,
Okay.
Yeah.
Do all steel
building and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now I get it. So we'll close down that category of welding and anything welding related, construction welding related. Now you're in Pana, Illinois?
Nokomis? Okay. Yeah, Nokomis, Illinois.
Oh, you are in Nokomis. Okay, I saw you listed in one place as Nokomis and then another place it said Pena, so I wasn't sure. So Nokomis was what I was actually looking at to begin with. I thought we were going to have to move. So we'll close on the...
Pena was a different address. Our office is there in Nokomis.
Gotcha. But okay.
I don't know if it matters. We're also an authorized licensed dealer for CSI Steel Buildings. All red steel. Prefabricated, certified engineered building. I don't know if you have anything like that.
Actually, yeah, we can use that as part of your keywords. So I'll back up a little bit. So we'll close the Nokomis area for welding category, and then we actually close that for a 50-mile radius. And in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with any of your competitors. So honestly, if they offer any kind of welding services, we'll turn them away, even if it's the small stuff, because we don't want to infringe on your category. So it just gets locked down for that 50-mile radius. So JD Mobile Welding is the only company that we're partnering with and the only company that we're putting on first page. And then we'll put you in the map section on that first page of Google. I'm sure you guys have seen that before, the map with the pins.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
There's usually room for like 3 to 5 businesses there. We'll put you in that map section. And then people just, they'll click and they'll call you directly. So we don't screen or filter those calls at all. So you turn away what you want to turn away. You can sell the leads for all we care. Honestly, we don't care what you do with them once you get them. Our job is just to get them to you. And then you don't pay per lead. Everything is based on a flat monthly rate and never anything more. So it doesn't matter if you take in 25 or 225 new jobs. Your pricing never changes. So you're not charged on those clicks or calls. They're unlimited. And then, of course, we're not screening them. So you're getting those calls right when people are looking for you. And then, now as far as the prefab buildings, that's great because we'll use, you mentioned sanitary tubing or piping. You went so fast I couldn't write them all down. But we'll use all of those that you named off and the prefab buildings as well as your keywords. That way you're going to show in the map for all those keywords anytime someone's searching for them. So when they look for the CSI steel buildings, they're going to find you right there in that map section. Does that make sense?
Yeah, along with millwright and iron.
That's what it was. Iron work.
Like equipment repairs, stuff like that. But our name, LLC, was, we couldn't get JD Mobile because we went through JD. So it's just JD Welding and Construction.
Gotcha. Okay.
Something about shortening down the LLC.
Gotcha. All right. No problem. No worries. And I'll make sure as we get you set up here, I'll make sure that we've got spellings and everything exact. We want everything 100% before it goes out here. Zero typos when it goes over to Google. And then we'll get you out to all other destinations besides. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, White Pages, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different directories that we'll get you out to. So you'll be out on all of those directories. And I heard back from my tech here, too, a couple of minutes ago while we were talking. We can build a website for you, so no problem there. It won't cost you anything. They tell me it's about a $500 value out on the market, but we don't build websites for the general public. We only build them for our partners and then only sometimes.
Okay.
So they gave me the okay to build one for you. So it'll be on a .com, a domain name that you guys like, something that works for you. And not, what's that?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to tell me something. And then it'll have your pictures, your contact information, it's a full blown website all about you. So not like just a one stupid page on somebody else's site. It'll be all a site about you. And then we'll
Hello?
Host it for you too. Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Can you,
the phone mess. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Can you, no, no worries.
Yeah.
So we'll build it and host it for you, no charge. And then your Google business profile I don't see yet. Have you guys sent in for that?
The what?
Your Google business profile, have you sent in for that?
Have you sent in for a Google business profile?
Just did. It's under JD Weldcon.
Yeah, he just sent one in. It's under JD Weldcon.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay. That's excellent. If you hadn't done it already or started it already, we could do that for you. But being that you've got it going, that's actually going to help your timeline too. So timeline, industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. And I know your heart's just sank right down into your bellies because that's a long stinking time. But we actually cut that time in half. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. So it's lightning fast as far as industry standard is concerned.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, it is. And that's pretty much, that's all programming time. It takes us a minute to get all that programming done, to get it over to Google and then them to do their part. But since you've already got your Google business profile started, that's usually one of our longest delays. It usually takes between 6 and 14 days to get the Google business profile up. So, you know, I mean, that's a pretty long delay in the grand scheme. So that you've already got it started, that'll shortcut that a little bit too. So that'll help, definitely. All right, so
okay.
Let me get to pricing for you guys. So Illinois, let me see here. So because you're new in business, I'll be able to apply the new in business discount that Scott asked for and that you make such a great fit for the listing. So that's going to shave a bunch off for you. And then pricing is based on a flat monthly, never anything more. In fact, if it were ever a penny more, I'd want you to let me know because I've never even seen it happen. But if it did happen, I would track it down and make sure it got fixed. We don't charge for leads or clicks or calls, and we're not out to nickel and dime you and come back, you know, every other month asking for more money. So I would want you to let me know if that happened. And then, of course, leads and calls are unlimited, and we don't lock you into a contract. Everything is month to month. We don't believe in locking our partners into contracts, frankly. If we're doing our job and putting you and keeping you on the first page, we figure you're going to stick around. And if we're not doing our job, fair enough, you're going to leave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Same as if you guys botched somebody's steel building and it, you know, it wasn't square and it wasn't plumb, you're probably going to be sent packing. We get that. So we work the same way with our partners. So, see, normal retail for you guys would be $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup, but your new in business brings you down to $3.49 a month. And then it brings that setup, and this is just a one time, that brings it from $2.99 down to just $99. And then that $3.49 is a monthly rate, flat rate, no taxes added, and you're actually locked in or grandfathered in with that pricing. So it's not like it's a promotional rate that's going to go away eventually or that depends on, you know, what our retail does. It'll be the same if you're still with us 5 years down the road. So that'll never go up for you. And then, of course, we'll get you out to all those destinations, get that website built for you. We'll attach all of that and connect everything to and through your Google business profile along with your Facebook page. We'll get that integrated to your Google business profile too. And then you guys are going to be the first one seen when somebody's looking for commercial or industrial welding around Nokomis and surrounding area. And then you'll get those calls directly. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up, guys, and I will close this listing down for you. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me close it first. So I want to close it being the very first thing so that nobody else grabs it on us. So let me do that real quick. All right. Perfect. Got it. Okay. Got her closed. We're good to go. So I'll collect some information from you, name, spellings, company name, phone numbers, addresses, all those things. And then I'll also set you up with your onboarding call. So that's a call with one of our techs. They'll be assigned to your account. And it's just a phone call. What they'll do is quality control. So they're going to make sure that everything I input was taken in correctly. So I've got all the I's dotted, T's crossed, periods in the right places. And then go over any wants or don't wants for your website. Discuss possible domain names. Make sure we caught all your keywords and services. The call, we block out an hour. Typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So let me grab the other screen here and we'll get started. So now, of course, I don't know who's James and who's Dalton from the voices I hear. One's way in the background and one's close up.
Yeah. James, I'm James. I was the one that was on the phone talking to you the most.
Okay. And then Dalton.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So now, which one of you would like to be the main point of contact for us at Local Splash for onboarding call and getting things set up?
Dalton, sir.
Okay. And Dalton's last name, please.
Sisk, S-I-S-K.
Why does that sound so familiar? Not sure. I'm gonna have to rack my brain over that. And then will it be your card that we're using today, or James, will your name be on the credit card?
It's going to be James's.
Okay. So, and James, what's your last name?
Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
That's easy. All right. And then, James, yours is going to be on the credit card. Does your middle initial appear on that card? I don't need the digits just yet.
No middle initial.
All right. And I got to tell you, my husband's first and middle names are James Allen. So that's, wow. Don't run across, what's that?
It's a popular name.
Yeah, it is. But I don't run across that every day. All right. And then, so Dalton, you're going to be the main point of contact then, for setting up. So I've got to put you guys in a couple different places in my system. Okay. And Dalton, what's your title within the company? Should I just say co-owner? Owner.
Co-owner.
And what's your email address, please, Dalton?
It's Dalton.Fisk94@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then your cell phone number.
Yep, it's 217-415-2643.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, get that updated in there. Here we are. Okay, and then James, I assume you must be 217-415-2643.
No, that's mine.
Oh, yeah, that's Dalton.
Oh, whoops, okay. James, I'll take yours. Sorry about that.
Whoops, keep calling me. No. 217-565-2158.
Got it. All right. And then business number?
Would be Dalton's number.
Okay, so that's going to be the 2643.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, James, what's your email address, please?
REDWELDER 1987 at Gmail.
And then which of you has easiest access to email at the moment?
It would be Dalton. He does all our scheduling and planning. So, he's in the office. I do all the field work.
Gotcha. All right. So Dalton. Gotcha. All right. So Dalton, I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is just informational, and it's on our dashboard and analytics, which we really didn't even touch on much. You'll have an area with your own unique login that you can go in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can even retrieve, like if you missed a phone call, you'll be able to go in and retrieve phone numbers there as well and upload photos for us. All kinds of things you can do in that dashboard. And then the second one, I'm sending you the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have all of that in writing for your own records. And I'll send you a receipt as well, but I do want you to have the quote too so that you can see that those match up. And then, let's see, for text, I'm going to psych the system out here for just a minute. Let's see. How do I want to do that? It's kind of silly how they have this set up as far as main point of contact. It does the credit card info. Okay. Let's do this. Dalton, I think I want you to have these texts that I'm sending over, so I'm just going to wait out the system for a second.
Yeah, he just hopped out of the truck.
Oh, no worries. You can just tell him. Perfect. So I'm actually just sending him two texts, and they're my direct contact information, and then the other one is customer service. That way he's got both of them in his phone.
Okay.
And that's where I'm kind of faking the system out for just a minute. It wants the phone numbers to match as far as credit card billing goes, but that makes it difficult for me to get texts to the other party when there are partners involved.
Yeah, the cards that go to the same account.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right. Those are on the way. And then we'll wait until he comes back, and then I will get I'll have him look at schedule for that onboarding call, unless you know when he might want to do that call.
I do not. I don't know what his schedule is like.
No worries. So
we were just stuck up. He had to get some work done at the shop on our company truck. So he's
gotcha.
Getting it right now.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha. All right. And I'm just going to grab a couple links, do a little copy and paste on my end.
Okay.
And then we can, we can do too while we wait for Dalton to come back. We'll run through your services.
Okay.
All right. So welding, of course. And then I'm going to say commercial.
Commercial industrial welding.
Okay. All right. Right. And then you said Millwright. And that's Millwright, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Millwright and then iron. Okay.
Iron working, whatever. I would consider that.
I'll do both, actually. Okay.
Then, of course, pipe welding services. That would include
pipe.
Sanitary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sanitary. How do you want to say that? Sanitary pipe?
It's called sanitary tubing services.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Got it.
Then, of course, like the CSI custom prefab.
Okay. Perfect.
And then, I think that's it.
Okay. Steel buildings, too, right?
Yeah, that was the CSI prefab engineered, steel buildings.
And I'm going to write out steel buildings also, just in case.
Yeah.
See if there's any other ways we want to say these. That looks good. Can you think of any others?
Equipment repair.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a broad spectrum, but like we fix, like, heavy industrial equipment, like buckets on backhoes, dozer blades, maybe roll cages and stuff like that. That way it all comes out as just equipment repair.
Okay. Now, are there any special machines that you use that we should highlight? I'm thinking like, I don't know, the only term that comes to mind, and it may not even apply to you, is CNC machine. I'm sure there are other machines.
We don't do that. We've got a partner who has, we've got a partner that does concrete work, and
okay.
We have another partnership that does crane. So,
okay.
I mean,
we probably don't want to mention.
No.
Okay.
I was saying, because we tend to sub out the specialty stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. But they still go hand in hand. So that's great that you've got somebody that can kind of come in and do the other components there. All right. Any others that you can think of, James?
Anything else?
No. I thought that was fine.
No.
Okay. And it sounds like Dalton's back. So we'll go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So I'm going to need an hour of your time. And we'll block out an hour, but like I said, typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes.
You need James now.
Probably Dalton for this one. Dalton, you're doing all the setup and such, right? Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. He's got to drive the truck back to the house. So.
Gotcha. So let's see. Today, obviously, is shot.
What?
Monday. Well, let me see if it actually is. I'm sorry, what was that?
I was yelling at James. He might need fuel in my truck.
Oh, gotcha. So we can do, see, if we look at Monday, we could do almost any hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock going through 5 o'clock.
Okay, fine.
Which would work for you?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Don't have one that early. 10 o'clock would be the earliest.
Oh. That's fine. Perfect.
10 o'clock. You got it.
Yep.
10 o'clock on Monday. Let me grab that appointment. And then I'm going to build a calendar appointment here real quick. And then I'll send that over to you. And I'm going to get the right numbers here. Okay. There we go. And then when I get this built, I'll send it over to you and then have you hit the yes button on the you'll attend. And then that'll hold your spot. Make sure I got everything right in there, too. Okay. That all looks good. All right. So that email's on the way. So the subject line on this one starts out local / CIE. It's our goofy internal coding. And then just let me know if that one makes it to you. And then I'll go put this in the three other places I need to put it in while we wait for that email to get there. Really, it's not. It's only two other places. Not all that bad. Did it make it?
I got it.
Awesome. And there should be a yes, no, maybe option when you open it up. It's just a Google Calendar appointment.
Yeah, I clicked the yes, but it's not doing anything.
Perfect. I got the response. So it worked.
Oh.
Love it when a plan comes together. website needed. Yes. Okay. And then I'm going to send... Oh, I got to fake out the phone number again, so I can send it to Dalton's phone. Okay, spiff that up. So I'm going to send you another text message, Dalton. This one is also informational. It's on the call tracking. So we'll actually install a tool on your website that'll track those clicks and calls for you. And this is how it works. So I sent that link over by text for you.
Okay.
And surrounding. And then do you prefer that we contact you by phone, text, or email? Are any better than the other? You say phone?
Yeah, my phone's really the best.
Perfect. All right. And then for your hours of operation, what should I put?
7 o'clock to 30.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the two number.
Oh, 7 o'clock to 4:30.
4:30, there we go. And is that Monday through Friday?
That's Monday through Friday, yep.
Perfect. And then did you want payment integration at all on your website? PayPal, Square, anything like that?
We have QuickBooks, but I usually don't use it. I like checks and
okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. And got Google Business Profile started. And do you any licenses required of you guys?
No, we shouldn't need any licenses.
Okay, I didn't think so. And then, are you insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just going to put a yes. All right, we're looking good. Oh, I got to go back and put phone number back the way it ought to be. Okay, there we go. And then I'll go set up your subscription here real quick. Make sure I've got your discounts in there. I'm excited for you guys. I think this is going to be just amazing.
You realize when we get a website.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I guess in the
in the license, you guys can put license dealer for CSI Steel, Capital Steel Industries.
Oh, okay. I'll list that in there.
Yeah, I was like, I guess we are licensed dealers for that.
Gotcha. Do you do a lot of those?
Huh?
Do you do a lot of those?
We just got into it, so I've got like 297 leads I got to follow through up on their website through my portal.
Oh wow. Oh my. Yeah. I don't envy you. All right. And then, James, I'm ready for your card information. Wait a second. I've got to check your business address and your phone, your company name spelling. So I've got JD Welding and, which is spelled out, construction. Is there Inc., LLC, anything behind that?
It is an LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got the address is 417 North McGee Street, spelled McGhee, in Nokomis, Illinois, 62075.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Just realized I didn't have all that in there. Okay. And then now I'm ready for credit card info. So I've got first and last name, James Allen. Is the company name on this card at all?
Yeah, JD Welding and Construction is on the card.
Okay. Just going to copy and paste that over. And then the phone number that's attached to that credit card billing, is that your 2158 number or is it the 2643? Or do both of them work?
There's anything attached to it.
I'm going to leave it how it's got it as a 2158, and we'll see what happens. It may not even matter.
Okay.
And then billing address for that card, is that the 417 North McGee Street?
I don't think it should matter on that either. We never really did that through our checking account.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to leave it alone, too, and let's see how it goes. All right, and then
okay.
Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
Okay. All right, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
All right, it's 5205.
Okay.
970.
Whoop, 97.
Huh?
I lost you after 97.
Oh, 9700.
Okay, got it.
0852.
Okay.
2712.
All right. And then expiration, please.
Yep, it's 425.
And then what's that security code, please, James?
Yep, it is 819.
Okay. Let me update that. Okay. I've got an abbreviation in the address it didn't like. There we go. Okay. I always forget it doesn't like any periods or any other things in the address line on the billing part.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right. It's my bad. I should have seen it and noticed it. All right. So now there's an email on the way to you. And honestly, James, I don't know if it went to your address or to Dalton's address. I'm hoping it did the right thing and sent it to Dalton's. But if you guys could both check, it'll be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It went to me. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just send a copy of your email on file.
Perfect. So in that about 3 or 4 sentences down, it says click here to accept. And then it'll ask you to type, it'll be James' name. So if you can type in the box at the very bottom of that page, and that's actually a written version of what I'm about to read to you too.
Confirm sig.
Awesome. And then does it take you a login screen?
I'm still waiting. I got a slow signal.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep, give me a login screen.
Awesome. So that's actually going to be the login area for your dashboard. You can close it out. Your tech will resend that to you on Monday. And they'll get you that login info on Monday as well. So last thing we need to do is the voice verification. And this will just take a couple minutes. I'll read it live. So if you have any questions as I go, just stop me and ask. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners and is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, JB Welding and Construction.
Thank you. And Dalton, we'll start with you, but then James, I'll need you to do the same. Please state your name and title within the business.
Dalton Fisk, co-owner.
Thank you.
And I need to walk over here.
You just yell.
Yeah, he's over here feeling off the truck.
Oh.
All right, I got him right here.
Awesome. So, James, I just need you to state your name and title within the business, please.
James Allen, co-owner, or owner, however.
Thank you. Thank you. And then are you both authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 12th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a true flat $349, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 12th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 12th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. You guys are all set. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. This is exciting. So any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
Nope, that's it.
That should be good.
All right. All right, super. And if you do have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. Dalton, you've got my phone number in your text messages, so you can throw me into your phone. And then just one more reminder to make that onboarding call on Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. You guys have a good weekend, and thank you.
You too.
Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.